Proverbs for the day, November the 26th, Proverbs 26, verse 27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. You know, the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And he begins that sentence or that statement in Galatians 6, verse 7 with, be not deceived. And so we need prohibitive truths. We need truths that give us a prohibition. They prohibit certain things in our life. We need prescriptive truths. That is, things that help remedy. They prescribe a solution. They prescribe a course of action. We need predictive truths. That is, truths that will tell us where a certain way of living and acting and breathing and walking will come out. This verse happens to have all three in it. And we'll look at it from that point of view. You see, God is not mocked. God is not mocked. Now, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 10, whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. And so we need to keep in mind the fact that there is always a sense in which we ourselves have to be on guard about how we're doing life, how we're living life. If every verse applies to somebody else first, you need to slap yourself and wake up and say, thanks, I needed that. Look back at our text, Proverbs 26, 27. And let's look at this thing for a minute. He says, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Three thoughts. Number one, don't dig. Don't dig. You know what you call it when people are trying to find stuff on somebody, or, you know, they call it digging into their past. When you dig stuff up, it leaves a hole. You go out there and dig. If you dig very much, if you haven't done any digging, just get you a shovel or borrow one if you don't have one and go dig a little bit. And notice that it leaves a hole. You shouldn't be digging as a way to catch someone in something. Now, I realize there's times when we have to sort out the truth. I understand all that. But if you come from a digging background, a digging attitude, you need to be careful. You know, God isn't in that investigative spirit that you see in a lot of people. And if you're not careful as young people, because you're just starting out, that you can kind of catch that from some others. And the Bible tells us you're going to get it back. He says the digging you do is going to create a hole for you to fall therein. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. When you dig a pit, you're digging it as a trap. You're digging it as a grave. You're digging it as something. They used to dig a pit, and that's what they'd use to stone people with. So my advice to you is, from the book, from the scriptures, don't dig. Secondly, don't get the stone rolling. Roll a stone. You roll a stone to uncover things, don't you? Like worms and bugs and termites. And so from a devotional standpoint, where he says, he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him, don't be doing it. I realize sometimes people roll a stone as a way to hurt somebody. They roll it down the hill hoping it'll hit them. Sometimes they roll a stone to block a path. And the whole idea is, don't get the stone rolling. Don't dig. Don't be one of those people that just has to dig and has to dig. And you say, well, I just want to find the truth. Well, why don't you get the Bible out, go to Hebrews 4, 12, and 13, let God find out the truth about you, between you and Him. Amen? I'm just telling you what this book says. And then don't get the stone rolling. Roll a stone to block a path. Create a stumbling stone. Don't do it. People roll a stone to get others going. You know, they kind of get the ball rolling, as we say. Don't do it. God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. And so don't dig things up and don't get the stone rolling. Don't be one of those people that just has to always be getting something going, just has to be agitating, just has to be finding out more. If you're not careful, you'll think that your intuitive ways are right. And you'll just follow them and follow them and follow them and follow them. And there's no telling how many people. And in the end, the Bible says, if you dig a pit, you're going to fall therein. If you roll a stone, it will return upon you. Now, it may be a little while, but the Bible says it will come back on you. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And with that, then, don't mock the Lord. Don't mock Him. Please, believer, listen to me today. Beware. You are not the exception to the rule. I am not the exception to the rule. Our motives are not so much more pure than everybody else. And our calling is not so much different than everyone else. You take some men who have been what we would call standards, champions, lions at the gate of the words of God and have stood. If you'll notice, their thing wasn't to find out and dig and get the stone rolling. When it comes to those individual men, their thing was to make sure about the Bible. Now, if you're young in the Lord, if you've been saved 10 years, we'll say, if you're in your 20s and 30s, trust me on this. Trust the Bible on this, the old timers on this. Take the low road. Take the low seats. Take the low place in your own mind. Be a student and a learner. And if God wants to use you to defend something, give it some time to where you even know what you're doing. And let not him that girdeth on his armor boasteth as him that taketh it off. I mean, don't get to the point in life where you're not even learning because of trying to emulate these older men. Your day will come. When it comes, you'll know it. When it comes, you'll probably be like the older men were and are, and that is, you'll have to bite the bullet to do it. You won't be so high and mighty about it. There's a lot of men who paid a great price for standing for the Bible, the King James Bible, paid a great price for standing for the true gospel, standing for good doctrine, and they didn't just rush in. You know, fools rush in where wise men fear to tread. And so let's not be that way. So, don't dig. It's going to be easy today to do it because everybody's doing it. Everybody. You've got technology doing it. You've got all this stuff. Don't get the stone rolling. Resist that temptation to get in the middle of stuff or to get it started and then watch it. And because of that, then we can say, well, Lord, I don't want to mock you. You see, he does say, God, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Let us not be caught in truths and hurt by things that God gave us, a prohibitive, prescriptive, predictive truth that we could stand at a distance and see others doing it who aren't coming near following God. Let us not, who believe the Bible, let us not, who have a chance to show what the grace of God does, where grace and truth are mixed together. Let's be full of grace and truth, and let's be on guard against our own ways. Don't be one of those that has to fall into a pit or stone roll on him before you get it, the message. Let us not mock God. Don't dig. Don't get the stone rolling. Don't mock the Lord.